And welcome now to the midday for Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland. April brings a variety of traditions your way. Some of them are musical, and one of them takes place April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Cole Center in Madison. That's the annual Varsity Bands. I'll call it an extravaganza rather than just a concert. And the director of bands, Mike Lecrone, is here to give us some insight into it. Welcome back to the midday.
Glad to see you again, Norman. Thank you.
How many years has it been now for this concert, Varsity Band?
Well, this is the 34th year of the Varsity Band concert. We started it a long time ago, and it's grown into a monster.
Well, I can imagine that you have to top yourself each year, and after 34 toppings, that's quite a load, quite a challenge.
It is, and I think one of the problems that happens is sometimes people maybe remember it as better than it was, so you have to not only top what it was, but what people thought it might have been.
Yeah, point well taken. What do you have to offer this year, April 19th, 20th, and 21st?
Well, as usual, we're doing a wide variety of different material. We're putting a lot of it on the fact that this is the 100th anniversary of Camp Randall Stadium. And, of course, there's been a lot of music come out of Camp Randall Stadium over those 100 years. And we've tried to pick some things. It's another anniversary that we're celebrating is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 50 years ago.
And then another big one, of course, is Leonard Bernstein is celebrating 100 years. And you can't ignore the fact that he was a monumental figure in American music, whether it be classical or jazz or whatever it might be. And, of course, we've chosen West Side Story to do because it's one of his most famous works, and it works so very well with the kind of program that we do.
So you're going to be hearing some Bernstein. You're going to be hearing some Sgt. Pepper during
some
the course
Sgt.
Of
Pepper,
the evening.
And we've thrown in a few things. We've even got ABBA. You can't escape the fact that they're around everywhere with Mamma Mia and everything.
That's right, and they turn up in chamber orchestra concerts and band concerts and pop cover bands and everything.
They're everywhere.
So ABBA will be represented too. Well, you have some CDs to your credit from past years, performances by the UW Varsity Band, and we'll tap into one of those and then find out some more about what's happening in about 2 weeks, I guess.
It's coming up very fast. Next week we open on Thursday, so it's we better be in shape.
Well, on this CD you introduce the piece From the Field, so it is literally a piece which needs no further introduction, but I can say it's by the Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona, who had a wonderful lilt to his style and wrote a lot of great
things. Yeah, so we made it even perhaps a little jazzier than he envisioned it to begin with.
So this is actually takes us back to 2001 and the Varsity Band in concert with Malagueño. Oh, I introduced it. Well, here's Mike Lecrone and company.
We're going to start off with a tune, an old Latin American tune by a Cuban named Ernesto Lecuona. And Stan Kent got a hold of it. This is a tune called Malagueña. We'll be right back.
and the crowd goes wild. Mulligania.
We hope so. That's the plan.
And so you have a marching band, but you also have, of course, as in the case of what we just heard, a band that's necessarily staying put there in the Kohl Center. But does the repertory, would the repertory differ? I know, for example, you know, the Sousa band never, or just very, very rarely marched.
Right. Only a few occasions did they really march. They weren't known as a marching band. And I think there's a couple of films that might show them, but Sousa was, he considered himself a conductor, I think, more than anything else. And I think that reflects on what the way the band performed.
So are there pieces that the UW band, the varsity band, would play marching but not stationary, or vice versa? Does it make any difference to you?
Well, it does. Tempo sometimes would play into it, but actually a piece like Malaguena, which we just heard, we have done a version where we did move it. It had a pictorial look about it, and I think I jokingly say we can do almost anything as long as you let us adjust the tempo to how fast you think we should be marching. But I think almost anything in the repertoire we've tried to do, sometimes embarrassingly perhaps. We still will try it.
Yeah, you have to experiment. You have to push the envelope. You're in the recruiting phase now. Speaking of annual phenomena,
it's the time of year where high school kids are wrapping up their high school careers, and of course we want them to think about what they do next. And I think it's very important that people maintain some kind of a contact with music, particularly if they've spent, you know, 4 or 5 years at the high school level doing music. I think it's good for them, and it's a great outlet for them both musically and socially, I think. So we try to promote the fact that when you get done with high school, there's other things for you to continue doing, maybe at a different level, maybe at a different emphasis, but we still want to get people involved.
And so how many people are involved? How many people apply, and how many people end up actually in the band from year to year?
Well, we'll have around 200 new students come apply for the marching band in the fall. Of those 200, there will probably be somewhere between 80 and 85 freshmen who will. So it's more than half, and that's one of the part of the jobs that I don't particularly relish, is when you have to say no to a kid who's tried very hard to find their way into the band, and you have to say, well, we just don't have room this year. It's the great thing about what I do is we have a very large percentage of people who return the subsequent year saying, well, I didn't make it. I know what I need to work on, and I'm here. And it's a large number that, they do understand what they have to work on, so that makes it easier for me at that point.
Well, let's hear one more from that 2001 recording of the UW Varsity Band. Anything you did in particular to the fanfare for The Common Man by Mr. Copeland?
Yes, well, I know he recognized it. It was done. Woody Herman's band got a hold of it. Uh-huh. And I know that Mr. Copeland did hear the version that Woody Herman did, and I guess approved, because he didn't ban it from being played. And he was a big fan of jazz, and
sure,
there was a lot of jazz feelings in the original. So when Woody Herman put a little different beat to it, my feeling was he approved. He approved. So the audience may not recognize it in its original form, but you can't escape that opening trumpet.
Here we go. Thank you. they're very recognizable through Woody Herman, and before that, of course, Aaron Copland, the fanfare for the Common Man. UW Varsity Band in concert, April 21st, 2001, as directed by my guest today, Mike Lecrone, director of bands at the UW-Madison. And how many 32 tuba players you have on hand?
That's right. That's what you'll see on stage. It's 32.
That in itself would be quite a phenomenon. Of course, these concerts, these varsity band concerts, have a trademark tradition which raises the bar literally, I suppose, ever higher for you, and that is your dramatic entrance. Anything you want to say about that? I know you want to, it's proprietary, but...
Well, I try to avoid saying it for two reasons. First of all, I want it to be a surprise. I want it, to, and part of we haven't got it all figured out yet, which is only partly true. We know approximately what we're going to do, but we really can't work on a lot of things till we get actually into the hall because there's no big rehearsal time. So we're going to try some things, and if they don't work, we'll go to plan B.
My advice is use a safety harness or a net.
I'll take that very seriously as advice.
Mike Lecrone will be holding sway over this 34th annual concert by the UW Varsity Band, April 19th, 20th, and 21st, 7 o'clock in the Cole Center. And I suppose if you're interested in going, you could probably go to a website.
Badgerband.com.
There you
go. That'll always get you there.
Always a pleasure, Mr. Mike Lecrone.
My pleasure.
I'd say break a leg, but it's just too close to the possibility, so good luck with that.
Thank you.
Should be a great performance.